Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Some of you might be celebrating Nulug Naman today, of course, traditionally dedicated to recognising the women who carried out the workload over the Christmas period. I know some people do go and celebrate with friends. There's often events organised. People participate and take part in those. But it does raise the question in now 2026, is it still relevant today? Is it a feminist tradition or has it just become a capitalist trend? Mary McCarthy is Irish independent columnist. Mary is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Do you celebrate today, Mary, first of all?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Listen, I've nothing against, you know, meeting up with a few pals today, taking it easy. I just don't like the expression Women's Christmas because I feel it is completely outdated. I just don't think it's no longer relevant. It's tied to old gender ideas. It's also, as you mentioned, they're a little bit capitalist. My inbox is full of, you know, ads for Swedish body massages and afternoon teas to celebrate Women's Christmas. And I just think that, you know, maybe in the old Ireland where most women didn't work outside the home and there was all the Christmas cards to send, the Christmas cake, the pudding, you know, then women did do most of the work and they probably did need a designated day off. But now, when I look around, like, honestly, this is something that I'm not going to be popular for. But in my kind of circle, like, the men are doing as much, like, sometimes, if not, well, in my own household anyway, like, my husband did most of the work this Christmas, you know,
right.
He's gone back to work today. So I just think it's kind of outdated. And I actually find it a bit patronizing a little bit just because it's like, well, first of all, like in the old days, the old reason for it was pat on the back. There you go, women. You've got a nice day off now. That's not helping much, is it? And then now today, it's a little bit divisive. It kind of just stokes that idea of women are hard done by. And I just think that they're not. Like, even my own daddy's in his 80s. Mm. Now when I go home, like, he's as likely to make me the scrambled eggs and toast as my mom, you know? I just think we've changed. Ireland has dramatically changed in the last kind of 10, 15 years.
So it doesn't really have a place in 2026 then. What about you, Kerry Adini is with us, wellness advocate. Do you celebrate Nulug Naman?
Hi. Any excuse to sort of get together with the girlfriends. I have plans with my friend a little bit later to have a good old proper catch up.
Is that specifically to celebrate today? Is it?
It happens to be today. Like, hey, it's Women's Christmas. Let's do it today. And then I teach Zumba tonight, so that's traditionally women, though anybody can do it. But it's a great time for just women to get together and, you know, really feel, you know, I don't want to say like feminist, but like just an opportunity. I hear what the other gal was saying as far as like, same in our house, like we're all pulling our own weight. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's not just put upon me or put on the women, but any opportunity to say, hey, ladies, you know, remember, take some time for you.
Do we need it though?
Any opportunity.
Yeah, why not? But I wonder, is it a day though that's been hijacked by capitalism?
It could be, certainly. I mean, if there's anything, you know, you have Donut Day and you have, you know.
That's true, yeah, there's a celebration
whatever,
for every
like,
day.
You know, but I love that the tradition is there, that it was, you know, here's a moment that the women don't have to make an excuse to go and take care of themselves, that they can take a little bit of time and put their feet up and have a pint, you know.
So you think it's important then to mark today?
I do think it's important. Yeah, I love the tradition.
Okay.
And even if that's not the way traditional roles are happening in your house, that's okay too.
Each to their own, yeah. You know, it's
yeah.
funny, I'm not even sure, Mary, that I, you know, it never didn't enter my head that today was Nulug Naman until, you know, I knew we were going to be chatting about it on the show today. Like, it's just not something that's in my, it's not something that's on my radar at all in terms of something that I might think of or wish people, you know, some kind of greeting today, or certainly have no celebrations, Mary.
You know, I've had a few messages. There's a pal just messaged me a minute ago and she was like, you know, she's going to have a dip in a sauna in aid of Women's Christmas. And she was like saying, you know, happy Women's Christmas. And I did get a couple of messages today. So I think it is still kind of happening. But I just feel it's kind of looking backwards. I kind of think it's negative. You know, it's kind of tethered to the past. And I know, like, things still need to change, as in we don't have widespread after-school care in primary schools, okay? And that's just an absolute travesty. But at the same time, even if men do more paid work, I think that they are stepping up, you know? And I just think this whole women's Christmas, because men have sat around scratching their balls all Christmas and now it's time for women to relax.
Right.
I just find it... I just find it a little bit offensive. I really do. And just like from talking to, because I've got kids different ages, I know a lot of parents different ages, right? And the younger parents, like, it would not, you're right, Andrea, and actually you are a little younger. Like, they just, it just doesn't enter, I don't think anyway that it enters their world at all, you know, because it doesn't really, it there's no need for it, you know.
Rosalind Lipset, fashion broadcaster, is joining us as well on the line today. Do you celebrate today, Rosalind?
I actually have started celebrating recently. I'm actually meeting up with a bunch of my friends this evening to celebrate it. I agree. It is it's quite a traditional thing that could be making a comeback. You know, we've seen the rise of Galentine's Day, and now it's another excuse to get together with the girls. But I think we've all worked harder than the men, to be honest.
Do
so
you?
In a way, I do.
It's only your house, Mary, then, that obviously they...
I know, fair play to your husband or partner. I definitely put in the... I deserve a night out, but no, it won't be a proper night out. Maybe it will eventually get there where it's celebrated as much as Galentine's Day is, or a festival, a holiday like St. Bridget's Day is becoming more of a big thing. But I do think any, you know, reason to celebrate women is a good thing. We're kind of getting one day a week or one day a month at this stage. But I do think the women are the magic behind Christmas anyway, from what I've seen, and my mother and her granny and everything, or my mother's mother, and my granny. So I do kind of like the tradition. It, you know, will it turn into a capitalist thing? Maybe it is becoming more capitalist, as is a lot of holidays.
Most of everything else, in our lives
Definitely.
As well. But you don't find it patronising, the idea that we should celebrate, you know, women's Christmas?
No, I actually don't. I really like it. And I think that, you know, women do deserve the celebration, because I think from what I've seen, most of the women I know have put in the grind over Christmas. So it's time to kind of, you know, it's a kind of fun way to go, look, I'm done now.
So what do you do? You'll go for dinner, will you, this evening, Rosalind, to market?
We'll meet up just at local at about 5 o'clock and just have some food. And just, it's just a reason to kind of get together in January. Christmas is finished, and it's more just a reason to catch up with friends. But I was just walking through the gym that I go to there, and I did see a group of older women get together, and I did kind of see the sentiment. And I do think there's kind of a bit of an acknowledgement to women today. You know, the men are maybe holding the doors open a bit more, being a bit more polite. And
right.
I do kind of enjoy the chivalry behind it.
Yeah, what about...
Maybe that's just me. I'm quite traditional.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either. Like, Kerry, what did you say, sorry, you're doing to celebrate today?
Oh, tonight, yeah. So I'm going to meet a friend and we're going to have a proper catch-up, you know, get some dinner. And then also teaching Zumba class tonight in Kill. So that's another fun thing to, like, let loose and, you know, really... feel great.
Yeah,
so,
okay, that's how you're marking it. Listener here says, we celebrate Women's Christmas every year in Spells Bar and Ballahedreen in County Roscommon. This texter says, my friends and I organise the real Christmas every year, and last year we left it up to the men to organise Women's Christmas. It was a total disaster. So we actually had to organise our own day off this year as a result. And another texter has got in touch to tell me, as a man, I'm the one that gets all of the Christmas dinner as well as all of the other cooking across the entire Christmas period. In addition, as a dad to an amazing 2-year-old, all of my time is spent on creating memories with her and my wife, as is my wife's time. So as someone who fully supports societal equality, when are we going to schedule men's Christmas? The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Rosalind Lipset, Mary McCarthy, Kerry Denny, thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.